You are now tuned in to DAR Sports Media Football Friday, and it's a free agent frenzy this week. We've got a lot of wild storylines going on NFL-wise. These teams making moves, making roster moves, signings, retirings, teams improving. It's been a wild week. It's putting some things in perspective. Going to have us ready to generate our draft coverage next week. But this week, we're talking some free agents. We're talking some free agency. Axe, you said before we started, you think this is the wildest offseason maybe of all time. I think Tay agreed. Axe, tell us how you feel. Josh Jacobs to the Packers. That was one of your favorite moves that came out of the thing. I got to agree. If they want to come, you know, I've always thought that more physical runners up in Green Bay worked better for them. And Josh Jacobs is one of the most physical and also explosive runners in the NFL. I thought that was a smooth, exciting move. I think I, like many others, you know, we were kind of surprised to see Aaron Jones walk. Ends up with the Vikings. I don't know what in the fuck is going on with the Vikings and what their fucking plan is out there. It really just seems kind of like a mishmash. I don't know what the fuck is going on out there with the Vikings. But you liked this Josh Jacobs to the Packers pickup, Axe. Tell us about it.
Well, I believe that Jordan Love, he played such an excellent level last year, having that balanced run game. I don't know if Aaron Jones is coming back. I saw they just re-signed Dylan. But I just believe that takes him to the next level because Josh Jacobs, he can receive out the backfield too. And then they have a good receiver.
Aaron Jones ended up going to the Vikings.
The only free agent move that surprised me out of anything was the Calvin Ridley deal. Now I'm going to pass it to Tay, but like, yeah, the Calvin Ridley deal, him getting that much when they didn't want to pay A.J. Brown that money a couple years ago, looks a little suspect.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ridley was 29 either.
Yeah, I asked my buddy the other day. I'm like, how the fuck can Calvin Ridley be 29? What are you talking about? But yeah, there are several fucking hilarious things that have happened with this whole situation. You know, I noticed our man Sean D decided not to tap in this particular episode because of what's going on down there in Pantherland. But the two that stand out as the most hilarious, obviously, are what you just brought up, how the Titans didn't want to pay A.J. Brown when he was 24 and now have given basically the same money to a 29-year-old Calvin Ridley, who was half the player that A.J. Brown has ended up being. Now, there might be more to that. Me and some of my buddies have taken to calling A.J. Brown the common denominator. That's his new nickname from us. Because it seems like everywhere he goes, for whatever reason, people don't really want to be around him. So maybe there was some things going on there where, you know, maybe one day a coach and a GM just looked at each other and said, we cannot give this guy $100 million. You know what I mean? It might be something like that. There might be more to it that we don't know about that they kept to themselves. He was able to keep it together and act sane for a season, and then it fell apart a little bit last year. It might be the situation. Might be the deal. Tay, you said with great confidence that this was the wildest offseason that you have seen. Tell us why you think that.
Yeah, it is. But first, I want to backtrack. I heard some Viking slander, and I wasn't happy about that. The Vikings are going to the playoffs.
You believe in Sam Darnold?
With Sam Darnold as the quarterback.
Sam Darnold is getting him to the playoffs.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. There's an NFL draft coming up. All they need is a quarterback. Is this not a quarterback's dream? Did he not have one of the best wide receiver duos in the league? Did he not have one of the best tight ends in the league? Did he not have a good offensive line? Did he not have a great running back?
Like, good play caller?
Is this not a quarterback's dream? Like, just really think about that. Even with Sam Darnold, they could get 9-8 and get to the playoffs. Even with Sam Darnold.
With the Lions and the on the rise Packers in that division?
Yeah. I mean, the NFC isn't all that tough. Yeah, you can win 9 games and get in.
That is a point.
Yeah, and the defense played better last year. They got a draft coming up. If they trade up for a quarterback, they got
the 11th pick,
right?
It would probably need to be, well, and we'll get more into this in our draft coverage. I don't got much to say about this second tier of quarterbacks. I just don't.
But this is the team to do it, though. This is a dream situation.
It is.
If I get drafted by the Vikings, I'm very happy. Like, this is a game manager's dream. They can replicate Kirk Cousins, I mean, pretty easily. There's multiple
quarterbacks. I don't know about that. He was fucking smoking last year.
They can easily replicate Kirk Cousins. Easily.
We're doing taste takes real.
I don't know, we're doing taste takes real early
in the off season. Speaking of which, that's another one. I guess we're gonna get back to the main question, but thoughts, everybody, on Kirk. That was a big move, but it happened so early. We forgot. We already kind of moved on. You know, maybe you have a point, X. That is another log to lay on the fire to say this is maybe the craziest offseason ever, because it started off with a franchise quarterback like Kirk Cousins moving to the Falcons in a very intriguing situation with the skill set guys that they have down there, between Bijan, between Kyle Pitts, Drake London, good offensive line. That to me is an intriguing setup. They need to address the defense, specifically the pass rush. They don't got much going on there, but they might be able to do that in the draft. Axe, thoughts on Kirk Cousins down to the Falcons?
My only concern is him having the Achilles injury. I don't know how he's going to come back off of that. If he comes close to who he was,
that was another example.
Minnesota is a great deal, because
that was another example of you didn't want to do this, now you do this. You know, they didn't want to pay Lamar $200 million. But now they're going to give Kirk Cousins 180 at 35 off of fucking torn Achilles. Damn, man. But keep going.
If he plays well, he does have a good set of skill guys. We could actually probably see what Pitts in London and Bijan could really do. So, but it's just kind of risky. But I understand why they did it. They don't really get free agents for the most part. Their roster, and they wanted to make that type of move. That's what I'm thinking. So it is an attempt win now. We'll see where it goes. Kirk Cousins only has one playoff win, but we'll see where it goes.
Hey, it's a good fit for the fucking Falcons. Tay, what do you think? Kirk Cousins down there too.
Overpaid. Honestly, I personally, I'm not a fan. I'm really not a fan. Like, he just doesn't fit the timeline to me. Like, signing Kirk Cousins pretty much handicapped the team. Like, I think you could have went, like, again, this is another situation where I feel like you do go with one of the quarterbacks in this draft. I don't think you bringing in a 35-year-old Kirk Cousins and then overpaying him on top of that. Like, you're pretty much capping off the roster. Like, okay, they're going to win 11 games, and they're not going to do anything else after that. And I think the offense is really talented. And I don't know. Kirk Cousins, it just limits you.
You could have went ahead and did that Justin Fields trade.
Yeah, I would have liked that more. Like, shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Like, we know.
Because even if you keep him, you're not going to be paying him what you're paying Kirk Cousins. So.
Right. Like, shoot for the stars. We know exactly what Kirk Cousins is going to do. We know exactly how their seasons are going to go. They're going to be in between 8 and 10 wins, and they'll go to the wild card. They'll lose, and they'll come back next year. They'll lose. It's just, I'm not worried about the injury. Like, I don't really do that anymore. Like, most players return back from injury. So, I'm not worried about that. We just know what Kirk Cousins is. He's in year 12. Like, we already know. Vikings let him go for a reason. They already knew. Bring Kirk Cousins back.
That was a point that I heard made. It's like, you know, the Vikings were so happy to let him walk that they don't even got a fucking plan to replace him. And they were still like, nah, we're good over here.
Yeah, it's just no need. I don't know. He just doesn't fit the timeline for them. Like, they got it. they have like a young team. I don't understand. Young team, old quarterback. That's not the old quarterback to get it.
So you said that you were pretty good to go with, you know, this is the most loaded offseason that you've seen. What makes you say that?
Just a lot of new faces. Like, got a bunch of random stuff. Like, I would never guess, like, 5 years ago, Bobby Wagner would be a Commander. Like, just stuff like that. I just would never guess that. Like, 5 years ago, I would think Bobby Wagner is going to retire as a Seahawk. Like, just little moves like that. A lot of the athletic guy, like Devin White, Jeremy Chinn, people like that, like I thought, oh yeah, they would never let them go. But I mean, they're on different teams now. It's just everyone's moving. Everyone's moving. Mike Williams got cut. There's been a lot of trades this offseason too. It's usually not this many trades. It's been a lot of trades this offseason. Two quarterbacks got traded this offseason. That's a great trade for the Seahawks, by the way. Getting Sam Howell, I think he could be better than Geno. I think he will be better than Geno Smith given opportunity. But yeah, it's just the number of transactions itself. It's just, yeah, it's one of the best off seasons I can remember.
True. Thoughts on Kirko Chains? Thoughts on the off season? Its quality, its caliber.
Y'all know how I feel about Kirk Cousins on here, so not moved. Doesn't move me at all. I don't feel like it's really going to do much more. I mean, obviously anything is an upgrade from Desmond Ridder, obviously. But I don't feel like Kirk Cousins moves the needle enough in Atlanta. I mean, granted, he's also – you know, he's in a much easier, you know, conference to win and such. But I don't know, that move, you know, I think that was like the first big move, right? I only thought that was the first big move of free agency, yeah. Right? I think, you know, so.
Well, it made it easier because they were tampering before. Thanks.
Yeah, which now that. I saw the story that, you know, could possibly have an impact. I don't know exactly what's gonna happen with that, but I don't think that was, it was dumb for them to kind of, you know, do even make it known, even though it was obvious. I mean, it was obvious because we heard rumors about that being possible for like weeks, so probably longer than that. But yeah, you know, Kirk Cousins moving on, going from the Vikings to the Falcons. Falcons got a decent, you know, decent group of offensive players. It's just, I just don't feel like, you know, he's coming off a really bad injury. It's Kirk Cousins. I mean, what do you expect to do with, you know, with him? So got my own reservations about that. I kind of like the Brian Burns move.
Yeah.
For which team?
Not for the fucking Panthers, because they're number three in the pantheon of y'all turned this down and then turn around and did fucking XYZ.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers could have got two first rounders and a third from the fucking Rams last offseason, turned it down and got 1 second this offseason. Bunch of fucking dummies for 7 sacks. Great job. Goodbye, you.
I think, you know, talk about the Saquon thing, Saquon Barkley thing. I think it's interesting. I think, you know, we'll see. You know, I feel like those first couple seasons in New York, he kind of set the world on fire. And at least the people I was talking to, they'd be like, oh, yeah, Saquon. Mind you, these are niggas at sports bet. So they probably looking at them anytime TDs and stuff like that. But I'd like to see what he does with the Eagles. It's very interesting. I think the people signing with the rivals, it's been a lot of that. You know, some Ravens players went and signed with some, you know, yeah, some AFC North rivals, which, you know, my grandfather and my cousin's not happy about that shit at all. I know Axe was talking about the Josh Jacobs move. Interesting move, the Aaron Jones situation, you know, as that kind of turned out. And then they brought AJ, I think the Packers just brought AJ Dillon back, so. It's interesting what they're going with, you know. I think it's pretty interesting that they're going with the Josh Jacobs and AJ Dillon as their kind of their 1-2. I I do the two moves that I like personally the most, just because I like I have a sore spot for like running backs, is the Joe Mixon and the Derrick Henry moves. I would like to see Derrick Henry. I mean, man, you know, if Lamar get all that space out there to do what he do, can't wait to see what Derrick Henry gets to do. I mean, obviously Derrick Henry is not who he was to most people. I think he's not who he was, you know, a couple years ago. But you can always turn the clock back with the right O-line.
So I mean, that's the key there, right? Is, yeah, it was interesting because it's a top player. But my thought was like, you know, he looks like he's about 200 touches away from the clock being up.
Yeah.
But when you have Lamar, when you have Keaton Mitchell, when you have other guys who can tote the rock, spread it out, that 200 touches might take longer to get to than it originally would have. He mm-hmm. might have been done by November of this season with any other team. With the Ravens, it very well could go through the playoffs, depending on the usage, depending on how they run that offense, depending on how they spread it around. So I could see it working out.
I think talent, I think for me what it is talent wise, it's like if you go from, you know, Gus Edwards to Derrick Henry, that's still an upgrade regardless. And so, you know, the Ravens were ridiculous, you know, last season. They were, you know, best regular season team, you know, in the NFL. Tay, I saw your hand. Shut up. Now, it's just like, you know, they were the best regular. They were the best regular season team in the NFL.
No,
they
had the best record.
No, they were one of the best regular season teams of all time by
like,
many metrics.
Come on, man. You like I know you don't like the Ravens, brother.
Nah, but they weren't though.
Neither do I. But they were the best regular season team. That's like metrics support that. You can't even go against that. The metrics support it. But
so I think I like it because it's a very like I get it. Like, okay, yeah, he might be washed. He might be washed at some point during the season, but like, God damn it, we have to get over this hump. They've been so close so many times. They're like, we're gonna fucking take this chance. We're gonna roll these dice. See if old Derrick Henry can give us one more fucking year. See if he can give you a Bill Walton coming off the bench for the Celtics 86 season. See if he can power his way past one more season to be the final piece to get them over the hump. So I like
that.
I like
that damn watch.
I like. Well,
maybe it's Tennessee, right? Maybe it's just Tennessee and what they, you know. Maybe he just need.
There is
Tajon, your team signed a bunch of senior citizens.
You think I'm happy about that? Y'all throwing pizza parties because I got Derrick Henry. I'm not. I was never happy about that.
Tajon, your team signed Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, and
Austin Eckler running a 4.82. Austin Eckler running.
What?
I never said I was happy about that. I don't want nothing.
Signed all them damn senior citizens.
Yeah, I'm not throwing pizza parties about that though. That wasn't our free agent splash. Like, I don't care. That wasn't our one move of the offseason. Like, I don't.
Well,
I'm not
going
one,
because
like, throwing a parade about that.
We're not going to only make one move. And that, right.
Who else is available? Ryan Tannehill? Like, that's it. You missed out, man. It's day four. It's over now, buddy.
That was one I was gonna. We're gonna go there next.
It's still players,
one of the most.
Yeah, we ain't about
to do that. Ooh, one of the most. What
vet minimums?
No,
Eric gonna get to it.
One of the
backups.
One of the most active. Teams,
Eric gonna get to it, man.
One of the most active teams in the free agency period has been Tay's Commanders. There's some interesting thoughts and prayers that happen with them. Some older players, some question marks. What do you think, Tay? What do you think of the very active Commanders in this offseason?
The Commanders offseason has been pretty good. I like how we're spending our money. We had the most money and we were fifth in money spent, which means we're being very careful and not just blowing our money, you know, like, you know, we're not just signing one guy. you know, and throwing a parade about that. You know, we're getting depth. We're getting glue guys. You know, it's not about the one guy. You know, that's not going to make you better in the next season. You know what I mean? Like, we're not getting a big name. We didn't sign Patrick Mahomes, but we're getting depth, which is what we needed. Like, we needed linemen. We need a pass rusher depth, stuff like that. And that's exactly what we're doing. I'm happy. Yeah, we got some older guys. I'm not happy about that, but we didn't overpay for them. They're on 1 year. Austin is on a 2 year. Like, it is what it is.
It seems a hell of a lot, especially with this trade, this Sam Howell trade. Seems like for all the world, this is a team that's preparing to have a rookie quarterback. Because they're investing in those, like you said, those one-year vets that they're hoping will keep them competitive while they go through the growing pains of a rookie quarterback. Is that what you're looking for, Tay?
Yeah. We are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. I can guarantee that. Are you asking
depending me on who it is? Well, no, we're gonna get into that next week. We're gonna the listeners wait for it next week when we do our draft storylines episode next week. But it does seem like it's basically sealed unless, you know, something crazy happens, maybe with Justin Fields in them, which would be interesting. But I don't want to spoil all the scenarios for next week. But yeah, it seems like they're for all the world trying to set themselves up for a veteran situation with a quarterback. What was your favorite signing or the signing that stood out the most to you, Axe?
Favorite signing, being biased, is going to be Derrick Henry. But I am glad that Deontay Johnson was able to get to the Panthers. I felt he was underutilized in Pittsburgh, and Bryce Young finally has a receiver. So I'm glad about that. The one that stood out the most to me, probably Saquon to the Eagles. I feel like if he's healthy, he's going to be very impactful with Jalen Hurts. I think that one stood out the most to me.
That is a Death Star forming. Like, if they can get that offense, you know, new system, if they can get that thing fixed, get Jalen Hurts back rolling. Between that offensive line, between the running threat of Jalen Hurts making it, you know, 10 on 11 on 11, Saquon's explosiveness and breakaway, but like, oh my God, that is a monster situation brewing up there in Philadelphia with Saquon Barkley if he is healthy. Tay, biggest signing, favorite signing. What things stood out to you? What did you like?
I like the Texans free agency a lot. I didn't like the Neil Hunter though. I did not like that at all.
Why? That's gonna they, get. They I did, mean,
they got older with pretty much the same production.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they did pay a lot.
It makes no sense. Why do you go 4 years older?
It makes no sense. You're on, but you need two. They come off of both ends.
They lost one, and they got like they just re-signed what you had. Yeah, they basically swapped.
Yeah,
Pat, that's what I'm saying. Same guy, 4 years younger.
Same guy. For a while, Danielle Hunter was on the pace to break the single season sack record. Danielle Hunter went fucking crazy for most of last season.
Yeah, I don't like that. I honestly was not a fan of that at all.
I mean, you got your quarterback who is a stud, who's probably going to be a top five, top seven quarterback next year on his rookie deal still. So like, you got the money to make a short term move like that to try and get you over the hump. So I don't hate it that much at all. And it's actually kind of scary. Yeah, kind of demon hours.
Going to do damage.
Yeah, that's gonna be fucking crazy. I think they signed Azeez Al-Shaahir too, who's a big time hard hitting linebacker, very familiar with the D'Amico Ryan system. And then also, like True was alluding to, they added Joe Mixon.
So who else did they sign?
Azeez Al-Shaahir, linebacker for Tennessee. Yeah, linebacker, yes. Formerly of the 49ers.
Oh wow.
He's a 49er. If they can pick up one of these badass receivers in the draft. Texans are a bad moon rising, brother. True, which ones stood out to you? Which ones did you like?
Tank Dell and Nico Collins.
Well, I mentioned the Derrick Henry thing. I'm interested to see. Honestly, I mentioned I was kind of alluding to Joe Mixon, any chance to like go more in depth about it. But I like what the Texans are doing over there, man. I think honestly, I'm really interested to see what happens. And it's funny because I low key like the additions that the Chicago Bears were trying to make. And then I stopped and I realized that it's not going to work anyway, based on what I think they're about to do in the draft. So, like, you know, I thought DeAndre Swift, he's solid, you know, solid running back.
When he's healthy, he's a stud.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, yeah. But it's just his health, you know. You know, they brought back, Jalen Johnson. They signed Simone. As they say on Twitter, Simone Biles' husband. I think that's a sleeper. They're like that to me is like kind of a sleeper in terms of what they did with their offseason. But yeah, I like the Joe Mixon thing. I mean, obviously, the Texans already a solid team, solid group. So you add in Joe Mixon, who has shown he can go out there and perform. And I think Axe said it. The Saquon thing really is the one that. Like the one when you see it, it's like, damn, like that is, you know, if he can stay healthy, get rolling and cook. I mean, you were looking at a dangerous team. You know, I don't think the Eagles, don't think they really lost anybody offensively outside of DeAndre Swift. Anybody, did he lose anybody like important? I can't think.
Well, Jason Kelce retired, but.
I mean, yeah, at retirement. Yeah. But I mean, like in terms of like losing in the free agency.
Yeah, no.
I really would love to see them get a chance to right the wrongs that they, you know what happened in the playoffs. They just melted down and hit it into it was a meltdown. And, you know, for my brother Peagle, I would like to see them get right just for my brother, not for nobody else. Just for my brother Pingo, because otherwise I'd give two shits about the Eagles. But I think they had a really good free agency. Like I said,
they had a great free agency. They got Saquon, but they also underrated. They got CJGJ back, and they got Devin White for linebacker. So,
yeah, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. He did sign, and I think I saw. I might have missed. I wasn't paying attention. I think I saw a notification pop up, and I was like, damn. I was like, damn, like they, you know, they're making moves. It's funny because Tay, let me ask you, what do you think the Commanders are gonna finish in the NFC East this year?
I mean, not last because the Giants
are better than the Giants.
Shit.
Yeah. Second. You think they're gonna be better than the Cowboys, maybe?
Yes.
They got a chance?
Yes. Cowboys got absolutely worse. They got very
yeah, they like, did. They did. They didn't really fucking lost sign anybody. They lost a bunch of players.
I mean, you know, we got a Cowboys.
They lost players, though. They lost players. They lost their coaching staff.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know X like the Cowboys. But
wow.
They got worse. They got worse for
absolutely
sure.
Not.
They got worse.
I was just saying,
their offense is Dakota's horrible right now. Get
a lot of wins in the regular season.
They lost their O-line is about to be bad now. They lost their tackle.
Oh, yeah. Tyrone Smith is still on the fucking
street. He's not. He's a free agent right now. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I mean. No, I'm going back to the conversation we had earlier about there's still good players out there.
I mean it's like three players left. But the Cowboys, they got
CeeDee Lamb. As opposed to none, like what you said.
They got CeeDee Lamb on their offense. They lost their lineman. Running back, Deuce Vaughn. They put out a 5-1 Deuce Vaughn. Dak Prescott. Their offense is terrible. And they lost a defensive coordinator as well and defensive backs coach. They're not going to be good next year. I can guarantee that. They're not going to be good. Like, they're going to have double-digit losses. Like, 7-10 is in their future. They got they got worse. They didn't do anything. They got Eric Kendricks. That's a great signing, man. That's their offseason.
Great I don't job, believe it, guys. So we've been we've been clowning on it in the group chat, and I kind of mentioned it. Obviously, the Brian Burns thing is a fucking debacle. But otherwise, I actually kind of dig. I don't think they're going to be that much better, but I kind of dig what the Panthers did. I like, you know, obviously we all laughed about the Robert Hunt thing. He's the highest paid guard in the history of the NFL. But I do respect the team aggressively attacking need areas. I like that they looked at their film. They looked at what happened with Bryce Young last year, and they said, this isn't going to work. We have to do something. We have to aggressively attack this, or a quarterback is not going to develop. Not only did they do that, but they picked up, you know, an always open Hibachi 7-Eleven guy in Deontay Johnson. Awesome little can get open from anywhere. Sure hands, great routes. Like, that is a quarterback's friend. I don't know how much better they're going to be because they lost a ton of guys on defense. But I like the aggressiveness in attacking the areas that they needed to attack to support that quarterback. A quarterback who needs support from a roster situation and also maybe emotional support. Our last subject, it was actually the real first big move of free agency. We forgot about it. I'm sure everyone on this show's favorite. What about this Russell Wilson on the Steelers situation?
Oh, hell.
True. Are things about to get corny up in Steel Country?
You said, are they about to? They're just going to get even more corny because they already
Captain,
were corny.
Captain Corn has arrived.
I mean, as long as he ain't the Broncos problem no more, I guess. But it's like, I think the one thing I noticed in sports, especially football, is that when these players move, people tend to forget that a lot of these guys are still kind of like a shell of their former self. And like, they're not exactly what they used to be. And so you kind of see certain shit is funny where people are like, oh, yo, they got Russell Wilson and, you know what I'm saying? And the Steelers, they got this and the Steelers got that. And it's like, yeah, that sounds great in theory, but it's like you can put Russell Wilson on a good team and that don't mean Russell Wilson is going to go out there and perform amazing. It don't mean he's going to go out there and do something great. I got to see it to believe it. And I don't believe it. Like, honestly, I don't believe it. Like, I just,
you know. The Steelers fans are excited because of how much terrible quarterback play they saw over the last couple of years. But honestly, how much was Matt Canada? And how much of it was on, you know what I mean? It was right on Kenny Pickett. Like, who the fuck knows what they could have actually had. It may not have been as much the quarterback. Tay, Captain Corn up in Steel Country, what do you think? Better than the Ravens, right?
Yeah, they had a better offseason than the Ravens for sure. I mean, all you had to do was just get more than two players. And
Hey, nigga. Nothing, man.
Like, they just got one guy, and they're so happy over.
We re-signed back. Justin Madubuike too. We re-signed Justin Madubuike. I done had enough of this slander, man. And we re-signed Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, that's your free agency.
We're gonna make some more moves.
Are you see? Please don't
come on. Draft picks too.
Come on,
like, we're gonna build through the draft.
Well, how many moves do they need to make if they're in the AFC championship?
I mean, we traded Morgan Moses for some draft picks, bro.
It's fine.
Like, we're building through the draft.
Russell Wilson on the Steelers, Tay. What do you think? That was my fault. That one was me.
Yeah, I like what the Steelers are doing. Obviously, Russell Wilson isn't their future, but Russell Wilson's just a placeholder. Like, I understand what they're doing. They're pretty much going to see where the team's at with a veteran quarterback. They're going to see where the team's at, and they're going to go from there. Like, if Russell Wilson has a great season and they win 11 games, which is possible because they always get their nine, it's very possible. They can overachieve. They'll bring him back, and they'll run him back. They'll do it again. This is just a trial year for them. Honestly, I like it. I like the Deontay Johnson trade. Kind of look like he wasn't the same Deontay Johnson he was. So I get that. Yeah, I think the Steelers are gonna win. They're definitely gonna win 10 games. If that calls for playoffs, wow, then they're going to the playoffs. But they always do it. They always did do it every year. And I think Russell Wilson, probably the best quarterback they had in a while. since Big Ben before his arm was gone. Yeah, this is probably the best quarter they had in a while. So offense is going to be great, but I think it'll be better. Like, you give Russell Wilson running backs and stuff like that. That's pretty much how he's got through his career anyway. If they draft wide receiver, they'll have a pretty good receiving core. So, yeah, I think the Steelers are going to be a good team for sure.
Axe, thoughts on your new in-division rival quarterback, King of Corn, Russell Wilson?
Well, historically, the Ravens play well against Russell Wilson. He hasn't really got off on us too tough. We've had multiple wins against him. That's just historically. But for the Steelers, you know, that's an upgrade. It's cute. They didn't spend a lot of money. They spent the veteran minimum on him. And he's an upgrade from Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and other quarterbacks they've had over the few years. It's interesting to see how Pickens reacts to this. Like, this could take Pickens to another level. See how he meshes with Najee Harris. But overall, you know, it's a solid pickup. It's not a downgrade. They'll probably get the 9 wins. That's just what Tomlin does. But I feel like we can beat them. I'm not a fan of Patrick Queen going over there. I think that was weak as hell. But I already said my thoughts about that on Twitter. Never root for the Steelers to do well, but, you know, Wilson is an upgrade.
We hate the Steelers. All my homies hate the Steelers.
Goddamn, yeah, right. No.
There we go. Well, we hope you out there listening and all your homies don't hate DAR Sports Media. Just as a reminder, right now, DAR Sports Media is so hot that we're coming to you basically every other day as it is now. I interacted with some weirdo cultist that I'll address this weekend, who talked about, you know, the success or levels of these pods. And I said, I'd like to know if you are on a podcast every other day right now. I bet you are not.
Wait, who said what? Now I'm curious.
That cat that I was fucking around with that I showed you. That said, remember, I was like, we're gonna have to cook this motherfucker, and you're like, nah, we're good. Oh, I got into extensive conversation with that individual.
Oh, that idiot. Oh, I didn't even.
Oh, he said, dude, you threatened me with violence. I said, there ain't gonna be no violence, because if I do see you, you ain't gonna say or do a fucking thing. Anyways.
we definitely gonna get into that. Yeah.
Stay tuned for a very interesting week in wrestling this week for various reasons. We're going to do about as many downloads this week as AEW did viewers this week. But no, anyways, very interesting week in wrestling coming up this weekend in the next couple of days when you hear this. Every Monday at noon, we're coming to you from the United Football Media YouTube, giving you spring football coverage. We are what the big flagship wraparound show, their version of SportsCenter, covering the UFL, the former XFL and USFL. So check us out Mondays at noon on YouTube. And of course, we got Hooping and Hollering coming out on Wednesdays. Crew's working on a ton of music that's going to be promoted. We just started posting new written articles on medium.com/DAR Sports Media. And then we got Football Fridays rolling again. I can hardly get it all out. All the places we're going to be and maybe see people. All of the shows we have. God damn it. The world of DAR just never stops.